From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first headlines. China extends congratulations to President Jokowi over re-election. Ministry aims providing 10 million water pipe connections in 2020 to 2024. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Donald Pani. The government of the People's Republic of China has congratulated Joko Widodo, or Jokowi, on his re-election as the Indonesian president for the 2019-2024 term, a visiting Chinese official stated. Song Tao, advisor of international relations of Chinese President Xi Jinping, remarked at the Bogor Palace on Friday that Beijing wanted to sincerely congratulate Jokowi for re-election as president owing to the serious support of the Indonesian people. Tao is upbeat about Indonesia witnessing better economic growth and progress during President Jokowi's second term. He also commended the progress achieved in Indonesia's infrastructure development, such as the Trans-Java toll road and construction of power plants. Tao and President Jokowi held an around-hour-long meeting at the Bogor Palace that started at 10:30 a.m. local time. The Indonesian embassy in Beijing has invited Chinese businessmen to visit the 34th Trade Expo Indonesia to be held between October 16 and 20 this year. Trade attaché of the Indonesian embassy in Beijing, Marina Novira, said in Guangzhou on Thursday that she was optimistic that many Chinese business people would visit the Trade Expo Indonesia based on their enthusiasm at the Indonesia Trade Promotion and Investment Opportunity Forum held the day before. She said, in organizing the forum, the embassy teamed up with the City Government Trade Bureau and the China International Electronic Commerce Center. In addition to attracting Trade Expo Indonesia buyers and visitors, the forum was also used as a means of promoting Indonesian products such as food, beverage, farm products, fishery products, manufactured goods, e-trade and transportation. At the forum, the embassy also introduced the new Indonesian Trade Promotion Center in Shanghai to 200 representatives of 150 companies and associations in China. The Public Works and Public Housing Ministry has outlined a target to set up 10 million water pipe connections during the 2020 to 2024 period. Dennis H. Sumadilaga, the Ministry's Director General, noted in a statement on Friday that the full 2020 to 2024 period, financing is planned for installing water pipe connections in 10 million households with additional capacity of 85,000 liters per second. The Public Works and Public Housing Ministry has offered support through the new development system program for drinking water provision reaching 45,250 liters per second. Public Works and Public Housing Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono echoed the government's commitment to improving access to clean water for all Indonesians. Until late 2018, the percentage of Indonesia's population having access to clean water had reached 73%, and this figure is expected to rise to 75% in 2019. By 2030, the coverage level is expected to reach 100%, in line with the National Midterm Development Plan of 2015 to 2019 and the Sustainable Development Goals (SDGs). The Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, in collaboration with the Banten Provincial Government, Pandeglang Regency Government, and the Administrator of the Special Economic Zone, PT Banten West Java, will hold the Tanjung Lesung Festival on 27 to 29 September 2019 in Tanjung Lesung, Banten. At the launch of Tanjung Lesung Festival in Menara Batavia, Jakarta on Thursday, expert staff of the Minister of Tourism on Multicultural Field and also Chief Executive of the 2019 Indonesian Calendar Events, ST Reiko Astuti, said that this event was a joint synergy activity between the government, media, industry, and community. We from the Ministry of Tourism are very grateful because this activity is one of the joint synergy events between the government, industry, as well as media friends and the sports community, the arts community. So this is a synergy activity, and this is one of the events in Banten province which is included in the national calendar coordinated by the Ministry of Tourism. ST added that after the 2018 tsunami disaster, Banten was now ready to receive tourists. Tanjung Lesung Festival presents two main events, namely Rhino Cross Triathlon and Kolecer Market. The Kolecer Market event presents the culinary market, craft market, farm market, fish food market, music performance, and art performance. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government has readied three scenarios of national economic growth projection for the subsequent five-year period to ensure it is well-positioned to withstand the threats of global upheavals. Minister of National Development Planning, Head of the National Development Planning Agency, Bappenas, Bambang Brojonegoro, remarked on Thursday that the threats of global upheavals, including the recession in Turkey and trade war between the United States and China, prompted Indonesia to evaluate their impact on the national economy. The three scenarios of national economic growth projection are optimistic, moderate, and pessimistic growth. The government projects optimistic growth of 6%, moderate growth of 5.7%, and pessimistic growth of 5.4%. He remarked that the National Development Planning Ministry have prepared several ways to achieve the economic growth target, including implementing seven main agendas of development in the subsequent 5 years. Indonesian Trade Minister Enggar Tiasto Lukita and Mozambique Minister of Industry and Trade Regendra Berta de Sousa signed the Indonesia-Mozambique Preferential Trade Agreement (PTA) in the city of Maputo, Mozambique, late last August. The signing took place on the sidelines of the biggest trade show in Mozambique, the 55th International Trade Fair, FASIM 2019. PTA negotiations between Indonesia and Mozambique took place exactly a year after the Indonesia-Africa Forum in 2010 in Bali. Director of Bilateral Negotiations at the Ministry of Trade, Nimadi Ayu Martini, in an interview with Voice of Indonesia on Thursday, said this is the first trade agreement with a country in African continent, which will also be a new milestone in expanding market access in Africa called Continent of Hope.
Tempat untuk export and import.
A place for import and export from these factors, and they are border with several landlocked countries, Zimbabwe, then Malawi, whose products must pass through Mozambique. From there, we think, well, this is a strategic event, though Mozambique itself has a small population. There aren't many, 26 million. The GDP is also not high, because they are still least developed countries, but we see potential. For Indonesia, we must start. We have to start first before going to other countries, because Africa is actually a future continent, a continent full of growth.
benua yang penuh dengan growth gitu atau pertumbuhan begitu.
Nibadi said the direct benefit that would be obtained by Indonesia is the tariff. With this agreement, Indonesia will get a zero or better tariff so that when products are exported from Indonesia, it will be cheaper. Riau Governor Samsuar supports holding the International Cycling Race and Sports Tourism event of Tour de Siak despite heat emanating from forest fires in the province blanketing Siak district. Heat in Siak was not as thick as that in Palawan district. The governor informed Antara while monitoring firefighting efforts in Pangkalan Kerinci, Palawan on Thursday evening. He said the team of PBIC, the Indonesian Cycling Federation, has informed him following a technical meeting with foreign teams that they have no objection if the race were to continue. Safety tops the concerns of the United Cycling International and PBIC, as foreign cyclists are participating in Tour de Siak on September 19 to 22. During the first stage covering the Siak, Mempura, Dayun Siak Road and stretching 60 kilometers in length on Thursday, Indonesian and foreign cyclists wore face masks to protect themselves from the haze shrouding the district. Well, listener, that's the news.
Listener, here is commentary. The title for today's commentary is Diplomatic Support Awakening for Taiwan. Six countries have disconnected bilateral relations with Taiwan over the last 2 years due to Chinese pressure. The latest country to announce a break with Taiwan and be loyal to China is Solomon Islands. The government of Solomon Islands has severe diplomatic relations and cooperation with Taiwan, which had been ongoing for decades, and will establish diplomatic relations with China. The Solomon government's decision has sparked strong protests from the people in the South Pacific nation. However, the government argued that the decision to move to China was a recommendation from a task force that investigated the benefits of cooperation with China and Taiwan for the country. Not only from within the country, the United States of America also reacted about this. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence canceled a meeting with Solomon Islands leaders after the Pacific nation cut ties with Taiwan and turned to China. Last July, Solomon Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare asked Vice President Pence to meet and to discuss development partnerships. However, Solomon's decision to support China caused the USA and Solomon Islands communications to change. Since 2016, anti-Chinese President Tsai Ing-wen, who ruled Taiwan, six countries have shifted their relations from Taiwan to China, including Burkina Faso, the Dominican Republic, Sao Tome and Principe, Panama, El Salvador, and Solomon Islands. The next highlight is how Taiwan strives hard to be independent, which then loses support from some countries. Relations between Taipei and Beijing have been increasingly stretched since President Tsai took office in May 2016. Since then, Taiwan has aggressively sought to gain recognition from other countries as independent state. Meanwhile, China insisted on seeing it as a renegade province to split from China. To stop Taiwan's ambitions, Beijing has cut off official ties with Taiwan so that the region continues to recognize the principle of one China. In fact, Beijing insists that it is not reluctant to take military option by force if the province is to declare its independence. The political escalation that keeps heating up between China and Taiwan makes the international community concerned about the future relations between the two countries. The most feared thing is that if there is a military invasion between the two countries, and this is predicted to be worse if there is a war between North and South Korea, is it still difficult to guess what will happen next? Well, listener, that's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, here is Today in History. Our regular program, Today in History, starts from an event on September 19, 1945, on Giant Meeting at Ikada Field. The Ikada Field Giant Meeting took place on September 19, 1945, when Sukarno gave a short speech before thousands of people in Ikada Square in commemorating 1 month proclamation of independence. In many places, the people, spearheaded by young people, held meetings and staged huge demonstrations to make determination to welcome independence. The general meeting at the Ikada Field or Jakarta Athletics Association in Jakarta was spearheaded by the One Action Committee. The meeting was aimed at showing Japan that the people supported the government of Republic of Indonesia, which is independent and sovereign. Currently, Ikada Field is located the south of National Monument or Monas. Next event is that in 1955, President Juan Perón was overthrown by Argentinian military. Juan Domingo Perón was an Argentinian general and politician. Perón and his wife Eva were very popular among Argentinian people. He was a figure of Latin America which was well known in the 20th century. Juan Perón was considered as agent of change in his country because he turned the economy from agriculture to industry. Perón was also known because he gave suffrage to women, but over time he became to be dictator and rule out authoritarian government. He changed state institution in order he could be elected again as president and threw away judges who were against him. On September 19, 1955, Juan Perón was overthrown through military coup d'etat and exile. The deportation for 18 years did not relieve his influence among the people. In 1973, Perón was elected again as president of Argentina for the third period. The last event is that in 1983, Saint Kitts and Nevis gained independence from Great Britain. Saint Kitts and Nevis is a federation state of two islands located on Leeward Islands, the Caribbean. Saint Kitts Island was under Great Britain colony since 1624 and Nevis Island since 1628. On September 19, 1983, St. Kitts and Nevis became an independent state. The state is the smallest one on the American continent in terms of land or population. The capital city and seat of government of the federal locates on St. Kitts Island. Nevis Island, whose area is smaller, is around 3 kilometers away from southeast of St. Kitts. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Saat menjelang hari-hari bahagiamu, aku memilih untuk diam dalam sepiku. Saat mereka tertawa di atas pedihku tentang cintaku yang telah pergi tinggalkanku. Aku tak peduli, sungguh tak peduli, inilah jalan hidupku. Ini aku, kau genggam hatiku, simpan di dalam lubuk hatimu. Tak tersisa untuk diriku, habis semua rasa di dada. Selamat tinggal, kisah tak berujung. Kini ku kan berhenti berharap. Perpisahan kali ini untukku akan menjadi kisah sedih yang tak berujung.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. Listener, today's topic of My Indonesia entitled Indonesia and Bulgaria Agree to Increase Bilateral Trade. The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, KADIN, signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Bulgarian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI, to improve trade performance by opening market access to Eastern European and Balkan countries. It was reported by Antara News Agency, KADIN Bilateral Committee Chairman for Eastern European Countries, Alexander Yahya Dato, in a press release in Jakarta on Tuesday, said that Indonesia had only focused on partnering with conventional markets such as Western Europe and America, whereas there are other countries which actually very potential, such as Western Europe and the Balkan countries in particular, which are open to Indonesia. The Memorandum of Understanding was signed by Chairman of Permanent European KADIN Indonesia Committee, Tony Venas, and BCCI President Zvetan Simeonov on the sidelines of the Indonesia-Bulgaria Business Forum held in Sofia on Monday, September 16. The signing of the Memorandum of Understanding was directly witnessed by Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi and Bulgarian Minister of Economy Emil Karanikolov. Tony Venas explained, Indonesian business people are ready to increase trade with Bulgaria. Based on data from the Ministry of Trade, in 2018, total trade between Indonesia and Bulgaria reached $497 million, with an export composition of $438 million and import of $68 million. On this occasion, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said, there were at least three main things that could improve relations between the two countries, namely political infrastructure and diplomacy, the participation of business actors, and access facilities in the form of visa. Minister Retno Marsudi also mentioned that Indonesia and Bulgaria had agreed to hold a joint economic commission to discuss and follow up the three issues by inviting business actors to play an active role. This was welcomed by Minister of Economy of Bulgaria, Karanikolov. He said, Indonesia was a very important partner for Bulgaria, and there were many areas of cooperation that could be improved. Besides Bulgaria, KADIN Indonesia will also carry out business missions to other countries with the same goal, including the Netherlands, Slovakia, Poland, Switzerland, Germany, Italy, Britain, Belgium, and France. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
Dalam langkah kau pernah sendiri, Pencipta pertemukan kita lagi. Amarah ada, kelaparan sudah, sukacita ada dalam kita. Berlayar menuju tujuan yang telah pasti, berlabuh untuk satu dalam cinta di sini. Berdua kita arungi kehidupan yang harus dijalani. Terlatih kita dalam kasih, apapun yang terjadi, setia pada janji. Jangan ragukan, cinta itu ada dalam
terjadi, setia pada janji.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello listener, nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder. Today I present to you a culinary of bubur gudeg or gudeg porridge from Solo and Yogyakarta. Listener, in culinary traveling in Solo and Jogja, you will easily find a typical culinary, namely gudeg. Gudeg is a culinary made from young jackfruit, which is cooked with coconut milk. Typical brown color of this food is produced from thick leaves that are cooked together. Gudeg is usually enjoyed with rice with thick coconut milk sauce called areh, chicken, eggs, tempeh, tofu, and krecek fried sauce. Now, besides being enjoyed with rice, gudeg can also be eaten with porridge. This culinary is known as bubur gudeg or gudeg porridge. One portion of bubur gudeg contains rice porridge and a variety of additional choices such as eggs, tempeh, tofu, chicken, and spicy or sweet chicken feet. The savory thick coconut milk combined with delicious porridge and gudeg added with spicy krecek fried chili sauce with a variety of additional choices makes bubur gudeg to be a culinary which is liked by many people, including President Joko Widodo. The favorite menu of President Joko Widodo is porridge complete with opor ayam or chicken with thick coconut milk sauce. You can find many bubur gudeg traders in Solo and Yogyakarta. The culinary is usually sold in the morning as a breakfast menu. The price is quite cheap and it depends on what type of side dish you eat. For complete porridge with chicken side dish, the price is about 35,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition with title Bubur Gudeg Culinary. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Rindu yang tak pernah begitu hebatnya. Aku mencintaimu lebih dari yang kau tahu. Meski kau takkan pernah tahu, aku persembahkan hidupku untukmu.
semoga waktu akan mengilhami sisi hatimu yang beku. Semoga akan datang keajaiban hingga akhirnya kau pun mau. Aku mencintaimu lebih dari yang kau tahu. Meski kau takkan pernah tahu. Baru ku sadari cintaku berdebuk seberat
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Selene. So stay tuned for your listener on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello listeners, welcome back in Miss Selene. Today, we will inform you about ITS student designs automatic wheelchair for disabled. Stay tuned with us at www.voinews.id. To facilitate the movement of persons with disabilities as well as stroke sufferers with paralysis, a student of the Institute of Technology 10 November ITS, Iwaya Nudra Bajantika Pradipta, designed an automatic wheelchair that can be controlled with the command of hand muscle movements. The paralysis of the human motion tool makes it difficult for humans to make movements for our activities. So special tools are needed. One of them is with a wheelchair. But wheelchairs that exist today generally need the strength of the body of the user to be able to move the chair. The electric wheelchair designed by the student, commonly called Nudra, was designed with the development of controls of the muscles of the hands. With electromyography sensors, this innovative wheelchair will use movement starting from the wrist as controlling the direction and motion of the wheelchair. Nudra revealed that the electronic wheelchair had previously been made by the ITS, Biomedical Engineering Department. However, the drive is still in the form of a joystick and a sensor with a back stimulus. The electronic wheelchair research, which took approximately 3 months, later works by attaching electrodes as a muscle control to its arm. If you turn right, your right hand is moved, and vice versa to turn left. If moving forward, it must move both hands together. In the wheelchair and sensor circuit, there is Bluetooth, so it will be connected automatically. In addition, the wheelchair has a speed control feature, allowing the user to adjust the speed of the wheelchair's movements independently. That was Miscellany for today with the topic ITS student design automatic wheelchair for the disabled. Thanks for listening.
Dan gelisah menunggu di sini di sudut sekolah tempat yang kau janjikan ingin jumpa denganku walau mencuri waktu berdusta pada semut merah yang berbaris di dinding menatapku curiga seakan penuh tanya sedang apa di sini menanti pacar jawabku. Takkan terlupa kisah kasih di sekolah dengan si dia. Tiada masa paling indah, masa-masa di sekolah. Tiada kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah. Aku malu pada semut
merah yang berbaris di dinding menatapku curiga, seakan penuh tanya, sedang apa di sini? Menanti pacar jawabku. Tiada masa paling indah masa-masa di sekolah. Tiada kisah paling indah kisah kasih di sekolah. Tiada masa paling indah masa-masa di sekolah. Tiada kisah paling indah kisah kasih di sekolah. Masa-masa kasih di sekolah,
from Indonesia to the world. apa adanya.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to play a regional song, Pacarena. The song Pacarena was composed by Arshid Basir in a bid to accompany Pacarena dance. Nobody knows the origin of the dance by story which is circulating among Goa people in South Sulawesi, that Pacarena dance began from a myth with tales to residents of different countries, Boting Langi, or Heavenly Land, and Penghuni Lino, or the Earth. It tells that when waiting for parting time of the two countries, the Boting Langi taught the Penghuni Lino on the way of life, beginning from how to plant, to breed, until to hunt with hands, body, and feet movement. Finally, as gratitude of the Penghuni Lino to the Boting Langi, the Penghuni Lino created every movement to be a dance, which is known with the name Pacarena. Listeners, here is Pacarena.
Thank you.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.
From Jakarta, here is The Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voinews.id. From Indonesia.